54 down, 51 light. White 20. White 27.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Week 14 edition of Pre-Snap Read, where we go inside the trends inside the National Football League through the all 22 tape. And to do it, we've got the professor of the coaching tape, the one and the only, from NFL Films, the senior producer, Greg Cosell. Greg, welcome back.
Adam, good to be with you, as always.
And it's always good to have playoff-style football here. We're in Week 14 here. We've got 4 weeks left. And when we look at it, it's all about matchups. We know that.
It's what the league is. And offense is about matchups.
And when we talk about offense, we talk about tight ends, running backs, wide receivers. And what we see now is the evolution of the tight end. I've never seen anything like it. We've talked about Jimmy Graham before. The Eagles have Zach Ertz. You just go around the National Football League, and it's like a matchup nightmare. You've got these unbelievably talented tight ends. You got the running backs who are so athletic, like Reggie Bush, who plays for the Lions, the Eagles' opponent this week. And the bottom line is, I cannot imagine being a defensive coordinator, Greg. You watch the tape every week. You see the two tight ends. You see the one running back or the reverse of that. What do you see on tape, and how tough are these matchups?
Well, the tough matchup for defensive coordinators is what we call 12 personnel. One back and two tight ends. If one of the tight ends or both of the tight ends is very athletic. Because what that means, you have a decision to make right off the bat. Normally, if two tight ends are on the field, you stay in your base defensive personnel, whether it's 4-3 or 3-4. But now, if you have an athletic tight end or two athletic tight ends on the field, how do you treat them? You have to decide first and foremost, do you treat them as tight ends and line up in your base, or do you line up in nickel or even dime, as some teams might, because you want to match up to the pass game? Then you can get caught in the run game. I can't tell you how many times I've seen teams run at the nickel, right at the nickel, who does not, he's a corner, remember, who does not want to get involved in the run game. So it's much tougher to match up to 12 personnel than it is to three wide receivers.
And Greg, when you look at the Patriots last year, it was incredible. Danny Woodhead, a flexed out running back. Shane Vereen, one of the better receiving running backs in the NFL. Then you had Aaron Hernandez and Rob Gronkowski. How in the world tactically do you defend this?
I'll give you a great example now that you mentioned the Patriots. In the playoff game last year against Houston, Vereen's in the backfield. They split him out wide, outside the numbers. You know who has to go out with him? Linebacker Barrett Rood. Okay. They get the matchup they want. Rood has to cover Vereen man-to-man. Vereen runs kind of a stop-and-go, gets over the top of him. Brady throws a touchdown. This is what you're dealing with when you play backs that can receive and tight ends that can receive. Now you have to decide defensively how you want to play this.
Now, here's the challenge for Billy Davis and the Eagles coaching staff. You've got Reggie Bush, one of the better receiving backs in the league. He's still very, very good in his late 20s. Then you've got, at wide receiver, you've got Calvin Johnson, okay? Then, of course, you've got Detroit with the two tight ends. Pettigrew and Fourier was actually a pretty interesting player.
Yep.
Tackling, to me, that's got to be a challenge.
And you also have Joik Bell. And one thing the Lions are starting to do more and more of now is put Bell and Bush on the field together. Two backs, right? Okay, but Bush is one of those movable chess piece players who lines up anywhere. So Bill Davis, his first decision is, when Bell and Bush are on the field together, do you line up in your base 3-4 personnel, or do you play nickel, treating Bush as a receiver? That's what you have to decide first and foremost. Now, if you decide to stay base, you may end up with a Connor Barwin, a D'Amico Ryans, a Trent Cole matched on Reggie Bush in the pass game. On Thanksgiving Day, Bush was sent out wide. You know who went out with Bush? A.J. Hawk, okay? And they threw a go route to Bush over A.J. Hawk. The Lions got exactly what they wanted.
And as you have told us in these segments, the Eagles do not really play Don. They're big in nickel. So tactically, I think it's got to be a challenge for the coaching staff.
It will be, and that's the challenge for every coaching staff when you play against either two backs, and one of them is like Reggie Bush, or two tight ends who are athletic. Because what you see, you know what you see a lot? The biggest thing in the NFL now from a formation standpoint is what we call 3-by-1 sets. Three receivers to one side, one receiver to the other side. Well, you know what teams are doing now? They're lining up a tight end either as the single receiver, what we call X-ISO. The Eagles did that with Zach Ertz. This week, I would expect they'll continue to do more of it. But even this, think about this on the three-receiver side. Let's say you put a tight end split wide on the three-receiver side and then a wide receiver inside in the inside slot. How do you match up to that defensively?
Really difficult, really difficult. You got to have so much athleticism on the field if you're a defense coordinator. Quite frankly, if an offense could have three or four really good athletes, it's a really tough matchup.
Really tough matchup, and it puts such a premium on athletic linebackers and safeties who can cover and nickel corners, slot corners, which, as you and I have talked many times, has become such an important position in the NFL. That nickel corner probably plays 60-65% of the snaps in the NFL now.
No question. Great information out of you, Mr. Cosell. For Greg Cosell, I'm Adam Kaplan. Stay tuned here for more at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
34 down, 51 white. White 20! White 20!